Yeah, mama taught me how to talk. My mama taught me how to walk. Mama taught me everything I know. And I never met my grandma, and I never met my grandpa, but my mama made sure that I did know. It's in my bones, in my bones. Don't you know it's right there in my bones? It's in my bones, in my bones. Right down from my head into my toes. And my daddy told me stories filled with all my family's glories, filled with truth and lies that often go untold. Four boys down in Manhattan, well, their lives weren't always satin, but Shirley made sure that road it did not go. It's in my bones, in my bones. Don't you know it's right there in my bones? It's in my bones, in my bones. Right down from my head into my toes. Composting, cleaning, garbage were the things that went the farthest for Grandpa, 'cause from poverty he came. Oh, the slurry wall left standing and that summit circle landing where six kids were raised by dear Lorraine. It's in my bones, it's in my bones. Don't you know it's right there in my bones? It's in my bones, in my bones. Right down from my head into my toe. And as the story as it goes, no one knows highs or lows, taking all their secrets to the grave. When I'm trying to do to take a chance, life is much better with a little glance. Find out from where in which you came. It's in my bones, it's in my bones. Don't you know it's right there in my bones? It's in my bones, in my bones. Right down from my head into my toes. It's in my bones, it's in my bones. Don't you know it's right there in my bones?
In my bones.
It's in my bones, in my bones. Right down from my head to my toe.
That's Piper Hayes with In My Bones, a new song from her soon-to-be-released album, Piper and Carson. Piper is our special guest at Folk Music Ontario for Folk Roots Radio. She's joined by her partner, Carson Ritzy-Thorpe. They play together, they're life partners, and it's great to have you join us in the studio. And that's a new song from the new album, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's the one of the newest, brightest tunes. We recorded it on the farm where Carson grew up, live off the floor with our producer playing upright bass. And the song is all about my ancestors and the stories of, you know, people that came before me that paved the path for us to be where we are today. And it's a way to honor them and to tell their stories, keep them alive.
So tell us a little bit about Piper Hayes' music. How long have you been making music now?
Well, I kind of fell into music. I started writing as a way to process emotions, essentially. And that was back in 2011. It wasn't really until 2012, end of that year, that I started realizing that I wanted to, you know, push more full time into it. And so that was, you know, I would say 2013 was my first probably year of like, okay, now I'm doing this, I'm professional and I'm gonna go for it. And I've always performed and I've always sang and I've always loved creating. So It wasn't a stretch to be like, oh, now I'm a musician. But yeah, so that's, I guess, how many years is that? Like four or five
years?
Yeah,
and then we met, when did we meet? In 2014?
Yeah, we met in 2014.
My dad has a big harvest. My dad's an organic vegetable farmer.
It sounds like she clued in on that. This guy might be worth something. Maybe
we
should
turn her to hold on a second.
Exactly.
Oh, and so she actually met my sister through this organic food connection at a store that my father supplied in Toronto. And then she came out to the farm and played at this big harvest bash, lots of music. And we both played that day. And then Piper just came right up to me after and was like, "Hey, what are you doing? I'd like to collaborate. Let's do it." And I was like, "Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely." I wasn't really playing that much. And she's got all her stuff together. So I was like, "Yes, happy to, you know." And then we just kind of started jamming together and we developed a personal relationship. And here we are.
Did you feel it was very natural when you first started to play together, that this was somebody that would really work for you?
I definitely felt that. I wouldn't have approached him if I didn't have some kind of that spark. I'm fairly critical of musicians and especially the voice. I'm a vocal coach and I've studied the voice for a number of years and the body, and so when I heard his voice, it was definitely stand out. It was one of those reactions of, "Oh, I want that." Like, I need that sound. And it, you know, I think right away where I thought, and I joke about it now, but, and I remember saying this to certain people, I would say, you know, I want it to be about the music. I want to keep it about the music because I really appreciate his abilities and what he's got to bring to the table. That didn't last. That lasted two rehearsals and a show. Because it was, you know, that was another thing. There was something with Carson, I mean, in our dating life that I just always felt like he was going to be there. The communication wasn't going to be a problem. I just had that inner knowing. And I guess in some ways it's like you hear people talk about love at first sight or whatever. I guess that for me, the manifestation of that was very much in just, this person is a safe communicator for me. Mm. And I don't have to worry about that. And so we launched into both at the same time. And
yeah. Yeah, the relationship part came pretty quickly. To be writing together was like a little.
Yeah.
Piper had, already written tons of songs, and so I was playing catch up on that front. So it took a little while for us to get comfortable enough with each other to write together, but we managed to do it, and we've written a couple tunes co-written,
which will be on the album,
on the new album.
Well.
So we're excited for it because it's kind of, you know, it's like what we're doing now. So
no, that's great. Now the new album is entitled Piper and Carson. It's your first full length, because I think it was just a couple of EPs.
You got it.
Right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's the first full length, and it's, so it's really exciting. I mean, we've been kind of laughing jokingly, but also a little bit serious. We're pretty excited to release these tunes to the world, and a lot of our personal favorites are on the album, and so we've kind of been like, I hope everyone likes it as much as we do, which is a new feeling. I mean, I loved my previous EPs and they were great experiences and I learned a lot. But this album really feels like us. And it's like Carson said, it's a very current representation of what we're doing. And there's something really exciting about being able to release that to the world and share it.
That's great. Well, you have a couple of guitars with you. One of the neat things when we're at the Folk Music Ontario conference is everybody always comes with a guitar. Everybody is prepared to play anybody a song at any time because folk conferences are all about networking and introducing new music to new people who may like it. Perhaps they want to hire you for a festival or
exactly.
play in their venue. Or maybe, who knows, maybe they want to bring you in the studio down the road and do another album.
Yeah, that's right.
But we're focusing on the new album, which is Piper and Carson. You're going to play something live for us.
Yeah.
What are you going to play?
We're going to play a song called Careless. I wrote it a couple years ago about people who aren't very good at communicating in relationships and how, for me, I think, you know, it's important to be sensitive around someone's heart and someone's feelings and around love. And so this song is about that.
This is Piper and Carson live for Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, and this is Careless.
Calls out your name, but you're not there. There's a hole in her heart, bed that's bare. When she gets up, she stares at the wall, hoping she'll find answer, knowing you won't call. Oh, Dylan, why'd you leave her so soon? Is there another woman that she fly to the moon? Careless, you were with her heart. Didn't understand the consequences, didn't understand your heart. Love's not a game for those who choose to play. We never fully understand the kind of chaos that they lay. When she moves on, healthy and strong, to find the understanding, well, that she did nothing wrong. Cause careless, you were with her heart. You didn't understand the consequences, didn't understand your part. Something new, beautiful woman who never really needed you. Cause careless, you were with her heart. You didn't understand the consequences, didn't understand your part. Careless, oh careless, so careless.
You careless,
so careless, so careless, so careless.
Dylan, why'd you
leave her so soon? Is there another woman? Did she fly you to the moon? Cause careless,
you were
with her heart.
You didn't
understand the consequences, didn't understand your part.
That's Piper Hayes with Carson Ritchie-Thorpe at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. They go by Piper Hayes. There are special guests in the studio for Folk Roots Radio, and that is a new song, Careless, that will appear on their first full-length album, which will be entitled Piper and Carson. It's a fabulous song, that one.
Thank you.
Did it take long to come up with that one?
Generally speaking, songs come to me pretty quickly. They're not rules in my head, but there's certain factors that make for good songwriting for me. One is that I'm rested, so I have that clear headspace. And then another one is just that I'm open to it. And for me, I guess songwriting in some ways feels very much like performing. I have to center myself in a way, you know? And it almost, sometimes when I'm writing, it almost just feels like there's this kind of white light through my body, and it's just like all of a sudden stuff is coming in, you know? And so that one...
You wrote What You're Away, I think, right?
Yeah, I wrote... So when Carson and I met, the first probably 3 or 4 months of knowing each other, I was away for 3 of those months. I went on this big tour.
You love you. You're enjoying the relationship so much. I said, okay.
Exactly. I think we knew each other for 2 weeks, and then I had this big 3-month tour planned, and so I went off, and I was actually in Spain. I wrote that song in Barcelona. I was on the beach, and I was inspired by a friend of mine's relationship that she had, and the person had just been really awful and cheated on her, and
might say careless.
Was very careless.
Very careless.
And so it was inspired by that, and it was inspired by my own experiences of people who were careless with my heart. And I let them be. And I guess it just, you know, I wanted to speak to that. I wanted to, I think we all, as humans, I think to be human is to experience carelessness some every so often. Hopefully it, you know, it's outweighed by the good stuff. But it came to me pretty quickly. And it was one that we didn't play, actually, until, you know, I write quite a good amount of songs.
Some of them just, you know, they're in your book and we just never revisit them. And that was one that you played for me, and I was like, oh.
Why don't we ever play this?
That's great.
I thought, oh, okay.
We're talking of playing songs. Let's try and get another live song.
Yeah.
We only have you for a short time because everybody's very busy at the conference. So what are you going to play for us this time?
We are going to play a song that I wrote this summer in Idaho at a songwriting retreat, and it's called Big Red. And for those of you listening who can't see Carson right now, he's got a big red beard. So...
Oh, you gave
hint,
it away.
Hint, hint. All right.
Ready to go home. I have my heart right next to me. Red-headed devil makes me complete. Ready to go home,
home, home.
Feel so
long, long, long. Without my best friend, be red.
My honey and I, sweetest cherry pie. Got that twinkle in his eye. He lifts me up when I am down. He's got my head spinning round and round. Ready to go
home, home, home.
Feel so
long, long, long.
Without my best friend,
being red.
Piper Hayes live at the Folk Music Ontario Conference for Folk Roots Radio, joined by her partner, Carson Ritzy-Thorpe. That's a song from their upcoming album, which is due around the turn of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be coming out December 8th,
December
2017. Yeah.
That's great. And the album is entitled Piper and Carson. Tell us a little bit about the live experience.
Well, you know, I always think of a show similarly to how I think about a conversation, I really love engaging with an audience. And so I'm constantly looking around and looking at people. And, you know, if somebody doesn't want to be looked at, I, you know, try and go to the next person. But I really think, you know, the brilliance of a live show is that there's an audience, you know, right in front of you. And that connection is unmatched in you know, a recording or even radio. It's wonderful to have listeners out there. And it's fun to think like, oh, who's listening right now? But there's something so magical about being able to communicate with someone in real time and feel and see their responses. And so I very much, I tell the stories behind the songs, especially if it's a newer audience that hasn't heard the music. I find that that gives our songs that they've not heard so much more dimension, and people can relate to the songs, hopefully, totally, with their own experiences.
Yeah. It's like they've listened to it a couple times, you know? If you give them a little bit, it just creates this familiarity with it that really helps, I think, with listenability. Yeah.
And we will get big too. Like sometimes I'll go sing in the audience or go dance with someone that's wanting to dance. I like to stand on chairs. Yeah. I encourage other people to join.
Stable chairs, four-legged chairs.
Exactly. Don't stand on the ones with cushions on them with heels on. I've never fallen off yet, but.
So this is really to try and create a show, to create that feeling that people are part of something special, right?
Exactly. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but I think for me, one of the biggest or most important things with my music and sharing my music is connection, is connecting with people. And I think that's what music is about at its core, you know, is it's like when we sing together, it's powerful. When we, you know, we heal together as a result, and we learn about each other. And so I like to invite people to participate in ways that they feel comfortable experiencing music. So I'll, you know, I'll joke at the beginning of the show and I'll say, you know, sing along, make up your own lyrics, have a nap, come dance. Any of those things are great ways to experience music. And just by osmosis, being in a room with live music playing, you will absorb it, whether you are actively trying to absorb it or you need to have a conversation, you know? And so I think, or need to dance or have a nap, then you'll have a dream about it or whatever. And I think that is the magic of a live show. And so I try and remind people that that's what we are there doing. It's like you, the audience, is as important as us up here. And we've gotten culturally a little bit away from that. And I want to be part of bringing it back, I guess, and bringing that awareness to the audience of their important role and what an awesome role it is. And so, you know, I think that affords to us, you know, really building communities in the places that we go play at shows in, because we make new friends.
What do you hope the future brings for you?
Well, I you know, the main thing that I hope is that we can continue doing what we're doing. And so
Make it sustainable.
Keep writing mentally, together. Financially. And thus, as a result, also work towards sustainability in our own lives, that, you know, in terms of our relationship with the environment and as people and all the social justice issues going on in the world right now. You know, we want to be able to use our platform, grow our platform in a way that can hopefully help raise not only just our voices, but the voices of other people who aren't being heard. And that's our goal, is to hopefully do that all over the world and heal people and ourselves and the world. And you know, it might sound corny or hokey to some, but that's what our music is about. And
that comes through really well. Yeah. And you're right, you know, you can heal yourself at the same time as healing others through your music.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even in this last year, attending some of these folk conferences, it's been an incredible eye-opener of, oh, there are other people doing what we're doing and thinking about what we're thinking about and actively trying to take action in their lives to make this world better for them and others and everyone and all the beings and all the life that's sustained by the incredible planet that we're on. And so, you know, we think it's important to have intention behind the work, and we've only been, you know, meeting more and more like-minded people. So, you know, I guess ideally our dream is to have a little like community of people that, you know, live off grid and
a little sustainable community.
You make our, you know, make our own food
on an organic farm, maybe.
Yeah, maybe exactly. Something to do with that. Yeah. Some food growing. Yes.
It's been great to have you join us. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
They can go to my website, www.pipersings.com, and they can just find us, you know, if you just type Piper Hayes in Google. Shoot us an email. We will respond, and you know, we wanna meet you all.
It's been great to have you join us. We're gonna finish with another song from one of your albums. We're not gonna look at the new album. We're actually going back to your second EP, which was Goodbye, Mr. Nice Guy. And I wanna play the single from that, or what I regarded as the single, which was Honey. Particularly because there's a great video of this song, and it's filmed on Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh, which is this big, I mean, it's big enough to be, it's a big hill, but it's actually almost looks kind of mountainous when you're
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Totally a mountain.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of Edinburgh. And I used to be at college in Edinburgh, and I would walk up Arthur's Seat often. So
oh,
when
that's
I watched
awesome.
The video, okay. It was just such a nice thing to do. Did you have fun when you were doing that video?
We did, yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
It was a little bit of a I thought I was in for the, all right, let's go check out. I had wanted to check out Arthur's Seat the whole time we were there. And it turned out into, you know, it was a video shoot and I was the cameraman.
But what did he know that morning when I said, okay, we're going with my guitar. I gave Carson some cinematography tips.
Yeah, she schooled me on the hill. And
then
I
said,
I did my best.
We probably shot under 30 minutes of footage. Like, we probably had like 25 minutes of footage, you know, and all on my iPhone. And we just went for it. And yeah, Arthur's Seat is gorgeous. And we were there for the Fringe Festival. We were playing some shows. And I have some family in Edinburgh. And, you know, I guess I said I need a video. So let's make a video.
So we got one.
And then I'm, you know.
It's a great video. We'll certainly put a link up on the website for it. This is Piper Hayes with Honey. Goodbye, Mr. Nice Guy. Piper Hayes and Carson Ritzy-Thorpe, it's been great to have you join us today.
Oh, we've awesome. Just loved it. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Well, your lips were smooth, your hands were used, your soul was pure, so pure it bruised, so pure it bruised. And when we talk at night, and you said your feelings, they gave you fright, so instead you chose Mr. Right. And I sang, honey, 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 why? Why did you leave me so sad? You had 1 foot in the middle and 2 feet out the door, leaving me feeling so unsure.
monster nice guy. And I sing, honey, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, oh goodbye, Mr. Nice Guy. Oh, honey, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, oh goodbye, Mr. Nice Guy. Oh, honey, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, oh goodbye, Mr. Nice Guy. Honey, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Nice Guy.